education,
awareness,
laughter,
relatable,
education,
awareness,
laughter.
What's up? You're not tuned into Real Thinkers.
Real Thinkers.
Real Thinkers.
Real Thinkers.
Are you a real thinker?
Up.
What's up? What's happening? You're not listening to Real Thinkers Podcast. I'm your host, KP Trill. Follow me at KP underscore Trill Tink.
What's up? You follow me, duh, underscore I'm underscore Tink.
Day.
What's up with it, man? Follow me at Just Call Me Day.
And I see he got his antibiotics.
CVS. We was talking about last week, bro. Man, take care of yourself.
Went to the doctor, man. They gave me a couple of antibiotics, man.
You had a couple flare-ups,
man. Yeah, you the shot in the thigh.
Yeah, the shot in the ass, man. You know what I'm saying? Gave me a couple of antibodies, man. Told me to take care of myself.
Cleared it right up, man.
Yeah, gave me a couple of citrus tablets. Told me to drink plenty of orange juice, eat chicken noodle soup, man. I'll be all right in a week.
All right, Slim.
Yo, follow me at ambitious underscore Slim.
Jay Gray.
What's going on, man? This is Jay Gray. You can follow me on Twitter at jgray2.
All right. Dog, as soon as I seen the pills, and she was like, them here sleeping pills, I was like, I'm finna twist this shit. Fuck up. That's why I started laughing. I couldn't get the shit out fast enough. Nah, man. Last week was a really good show. First and foremost, I want to send a thank you out to everybody who live tweeted the podcast last Wednesday night. It's going to go down again this Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 6, or is it 5?
Yeah,
5 p.m. Pacific. And I don't know what mountain time is. Yeah, I don't know what mountain time
what,
is.
Hell, he don't know what it is. Like, I don't know. What, like, what time? Fuck that.
But yeah, also, if you listen on iTunes, please rate and review. 5-star shit. Leave a review. If you on SoundCloud, follow, like, comment. Stitcher, follow, like, comment. We are on TuneIn Radio, and we are on Acast, and we will be coming soon to Google Play. It's a couple other platforms I cannot remember the name of, but shout out to all the states where we got listeners at, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Florida, Texas, Kentucky, Kansas, Georgia, California, New York, Maryland. I think that's it.
We out here.
Shout out.
Yeah, I think that's it for right now. So, yeah, y'all got to keep telling a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell they mammy about Real Thinkers Podcast. Damn. Have y'all ever had a friend or been a person in a relationship with a controlling person? Oh, my bad. Slim has. My bad, Slim.
Everybody got quiet.
Slim for the whole life.
She looked at me like, nigga, I just got out of one. Just got away from that crazy motherfucker.
I know someone who was in a relationship like that.
You do? Okay. Do they always end up taking the blame for what's going on?
Slim had a.
Most of the time they do, but I think they just be in denial about how controlling their significant other is.
Yeah.
And it's so annoying as the friend.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to, like, constantly tell them, bruh, like,
you need to get away from them.
Yeah. Because you want them to be happy, but at the same time, you don't want to, like, cause a wedge between your friendship.
Like, I'm up.
It's just, I don't know. But I've definitely had some people that I've been friends with that have gone through.
Well, when Slim was going through her thing and she was like, she came home and nigga was already there, you know what I'm saying, after they had broken up, I was like, Slim, that sounds like some shit in one of them little movies, you know what I'm saying, where a nigga just started doing all type of shit. Like, you don't talk to me. Like, yeah, you blocked the
dress up like a bush.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not even romantic.
Had or hide in the trunk with some Lunchables and a Capri Sun.
$200 on bush products.
Or kidnap a dog or something.
Okay, okay, that guy that you are speaking of, Jay Gray.
Hiding trunks and shit.
No, what he was doing, he was being overprotective.
Oh.
That wasn't controlling.
Can we not, like, make that equivalent to controlling, overprotective?
Yeah, exactly.
It's two different things.
It's two different things. Mm-hmm. It's two different things.
All right, then.
Being overprotective, when I dressed up as a bush, I was there solely to be security because she had
a security bush. Okay. You know they
That's
made them.
That's a good one.
You know they made them. They on eBay? Let me look on eBay. Security bush. Security bush. Violent ass bush. Because
that was funny. All right, but back to what I was saying. So, like, I was telling Sam, that sounds like some real fatal type shit. You know what I'm saying? Where dudes, like, start becoming more and more aggressive. You know what I'm saying? As far as how they start grabbing you and shit when you trying to exit, you know? So she was like, nah, he wouldn't do me like that. I don't know what he did. He probably dropped her motor out of her car when she tried to leave one time. That made her just get fed the fuck
up.
Gosh.
No, I had actually left a relationship months before I actually left the relationship. I was mentally tired.
You was emotionally gone.
I was gone. It was done. Like, he was, I don't know, he was batshit crazy. And I thought, like, he was this cool, confident, cocky-ass guy, but underneath all that, he was, like, insecure as shit.
See, that's what happens. And probably the first stage is the front. You know, niggas saying cool as a motherfucker. Like, this nigga is sweet. He's nice. Then as soon as you like, okay, I'm gonna open up. And then he like, I got her. I can lay down what I was putting on. Now
I knew some shit was wrong when he read one of my tweets back to me, like, word for word, and he didn't have his phone in his hand.
Oh.
Okay, I've done that before. But only
like an Easter speech?
Yes, he knew every fucking word. It was like a dialogue.
Damn.
It was like a mention between me and one particular person. We just talking. And he read everything back to me. And he didn't have
so was he like doing like the role playing him to both characters? He was like, I'm gonna be you and him.
Yeah. And like change voices and shit.
And then you responded like, yeah, bring me some cookies. Like,
dot dot dot.
This nigga said he read your tweet back to you like an Easter speech.
He didn't have his phone, but he knew everything that was said. That mean he studied that shit. That mean he was literally looking at it like, I can't believe this motherfucking shit. Like he, there, I knew then it was something not right.
Nigga rehearsed this shit like a script.
Right, in the mirror.
Anybody ever seen Hollywood Shuffle?
Yes.
When he was in the mirror at the beginning of the movie. Why you put a whipping on me? I ain't be got no whipping. That's the nigga was doing. I ain't be got no whipping.
I ain't even got.
No. Well, okay. So, like, I know I have a friend that I feel like is in a relationship with someone who's insecure, right? And that person's insecurities tells my friend what he or she can't do, and it's, I just be wanting to say, look, get the fuck away from that, cause you can go get better. Like, and usually that's what insecurity is. It's the insecure feeling of they can find better than what they got in me. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. And you do whatever it takes to kind
this, it's
kind of
like my that. Letter to the show, right? So what do you think that I should tell this friend?
That's a tough balance, man. I mean, honestly, it's hard to tell a person that they can find better than another person, right? I know personally I don't want to be that guy to say like you're better than this person. Yeah, that's what I saw on Google, KP. So for those who listening, I Googled security bush and I found the image, and that's what I saw on. I found the security bush. It's a real mad woman dressed as a bush.
That'll be on
Google Images.
Yeah. That'll be on the hashtag during the live tweet. We'll post a picture of Security Bush so y'all can get the visual.
Yes. So, but yeah, I don't, it's hard to do. Like, when you're listening to a person and you say, hey, look, you deserve better than this person. I mean, I just don't like being in that position where I'm like saying who's better than who and who deserves what and all those things. But that's tough. No, it is. That's KP. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like, you just try to find a way to understand the situation. And if it's something that's out of line, like in your situation, if she's telling or he's telling these people, like, look, don't hang out with a lifelong friend or don't hang out with a person that you know is good for you or you know has been there for you forever, then, yeah, that may be something that you need to move away from.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, initially, I'm like, if this is a person that has caused problems for the relationship or does not like one of the...
I would be like,
yeah, don't be around that person. But other than that, I'm not going to tell you who you can and can't hang with. Yeah. I'm not your parent. I'm not trying to raise you. I'm not trying to change you. I don't want to change anybody. I want you to do whatever you feel comfortable doing.
It comes off as a fear of that person thinking that the person they don't want my friend to be around is being more attractive.
I've gone through that before, actually. Okay. I had a friend, like my best friend, and my boyfriend at the time didn't want us to be friends because he thought that he was trying to come on to me. And my best friend, I mean, he's attractive. So I guess he was insecure about the fact that he was attractive. He was a light-skinned nigga. So that was automatic. I thought he was, like, saying it was cool points or something because he was light-skinned type shit. I don't understand. But he was very insecure to the point to where I was in his kitchen one day and I saw this piece of paper by the microwave that had a phone number on it that looked very familiar to me. It was my best friend's phone number. So he had gone through my phone, looked through, you know, my messages, got his phone number, and wrote it down.
Yeah.
So he could have the information. I don't know what he did with it. I don't know if he called him, texted him, or anything, but he explained to me how he didn't want us to be friends. And my dumb ass actually, like, backed off from their friendship.
Wow.
And I regretted it for a long time, but we're back on good terms now. But I was like so blinded by that love that I was willing to like
let go of whoever he
do what I had to do to make my significant other feel comfortable. But at the same time, I was not comfortable.
If we can't have a conversation about the situation to where I can at least attempt to put you at ease on this and explain, hey, this is my friend, this is what's going on, like, never been like that, you know. Like, you don't have anything to worry about. It's not a competition. It's no race going on where you gotta feel like somebody else can come run beside you or past you. Once you take that away and you basically tell me, no, you need to cut this person off. Or you need to do that. That's like
you gotta go.
Yeah,
you can try that. You can try telling that person. I did that too. This just my friend. You know, we've been friends for a long time. We've been friends actually before you type stuff.
Yeah.
And he still wasn't buying it because it was like the actions like portrayed a different image.
Yeah.
But the actions that he was talking about were text messaging, phone calls, stuff that friends do. It was nothing like sexual, anything like that. It was a fact of that communication with that other guy.
Yeah.
I think sometimes when you have made up in your mind that things are a particular way, I don't care how platonic things are, you're gonna always see something extra in there. Mm-hmm. So if this person has already got in their mind that he or she is somebody that wants you or think that you want them, there's nothing that you can say to them to make them feel like it's nothing there.
So with that mean
that's a lack of trust.
I should separate myself from that relationship, right?
I will separate myself from that relationship because anybody that's coming in trying to make you choose between real genuine friends and friendships, it's hard to now, come by.
I will say this, for guys, it's not in probably in 10 situations, but for most guys, it's easy for us to smell the niggas who just waiting for their chance.
Mm-hmm. True. You know? But the only thing you have to do is trust her. Anytime, anything, if something, you got to trust her enough that if some shit goes sideways, she's going to cut him off anyway.
Yeah.
You have to trust that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. The only thing that I have an issue in that sense of, if, like, in the tank situation, right, it's just what is discussed. Like, who do you go to when shit go wrong? Because I know you're going to go to somebody, right? I don't know who, and I don't know who you trust on that level, but I know that you're going to go to somebody. And I mean, this is beyond women talk. Women like to talk. Women like to talk about whatever they like to talk about. But if you're in a situation and let's say something goes wrong between you and I, who do you pick up your phone and you go to? And if that is a one of those people, then that means to me, like, because you're not going to do the opposite. If you get what I'm saying in this situation, yeah. Like, you're not going to do the opposite. If you get mad at your friend, you're not going to come to me and be like, so-and-so did this.
Yeah.
Right? You're not going to come to me like that. But if I piss you off, you're going to be like, man, I'm mad at him. He just done, you know, I just need to get out, girl. Da da da. And it's like, okay, if long as is that motherfucker ain't that, so a heterosexual male is not that person, I'm okay with it. Because
I can understand what he's saying. I don't want you running telling another man our issues.
When me and mine are having like real issues, I'm not gonna tell anybody what the issues are. They'll know if I just need to get out, because I just pop up. I was like, you at home? Like, oh, yeah, okay, cool, we're there. I'm not going to sit down and say, well, he did this, then. Because even a woman can take that and use it against y'all later. So that's something I don't believe in doing. My friends are boys. Well, they're men. I just got a habit of saying boys. However, neither one of them has done anything to make anybody feel like they have to look at them sideways. Now, it is an issue when I start dealing with a guy and they figure out that my best friends are boys, because they're kind of like, why? I got a best friend. Every time he goes to the Nike Factory, if you think I like something, he buys it.
Man, that's a dope friend to have. That's a dope ass friend to have. I wouldn't ever cut that friend off.
You hear me?
I'm gonna have to discuss
this shit.
Ever.
It was some Jordan that came out. And I mentioned that I like him. I didn't even know they came out. I missed the date. Yeah. So he was like, I got something for you. Stop by the house. Just stop by the house when you finish recording the show.
And it's the J's.
The red and white. I think they were fours. Red and white fours just came out.
Slim friend that work at the Nike Factory. We need to be friends, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
But you can't. I mean, Slim, but can you see that how that can come off as, I'm not saying that it can come as a huge problem, but you can see how a person can kind of feel little. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if it was the other way around.
Like, if it's the other way around. Like,
damn well, if a nigga come buy my woman some shoes,
he better have a pair in the trunk.
I'm showing the fuck, bruh.
I can understand how that would make you feel. For me, I would want to be the person buying.
Right, and it's like, if somebody beat you to that punch, right? Yeah. It's like, damn, like, hey, I got this for you, and you come to the house, and you're like, oh, Kevin already got it.
Yeah. I can see.
But then Kevin gonna turn that shit.
Wait a minute, that happened to me before with my lad, the one before him. What I did was, it was the 11 Gammas or something, the black and blue Gammas that came out.
Yeah.
I got, my best friend bought them on the day they came out, right?
Yeah.
My guy decided he wanted to give them to me for Christmas. So I opened the box, and I was like, oh, I always wanted these.
You played it off.
I had to play it off, and I gave a pair to my sister.
Finesse the situation.
Which pair? The pair that he gave you, or the pair that your best friend got you?
The pair that my best friend gave me, I gave it to my sister, because he paid full price.
She finessed it, but nigga would have found out. There's some furniture being moved in that motherfucker. I'd have found out that how you finessed that situation. I'm moving some furniture. What the fuck you mean? What?
He in the past now, so.
So I see what Jay Gray's coming from. I would feel some type of way because, one, I'm a sneakerhead.
Yeah.
So when I'm in a relationship and I go into the employee store and I see shoes that are in my lady's size that aren't in mine, I want her to have them. So if I get them and come home and she already got them because of, you know, another nigga bought them, I would feel some type of way.
See, this is how I handle things. And with the person I'm with now, I'm very careful about. I've actually had to have a conversation with my friends about them buying as much.
Yeah.
Because first of all, my shoes cheap as shit in the Nike Factory. So exactly. They're always like,
okay, for our listeners, the Nike employee store here in Memphis, everything is half off.
Yeah.
Right?
And I love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So my shoes like $50, $60 depending on the shoe. I just got a pair of Nikes out of there for like $30.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they just see things and bam. So now I had the person I'm dealing with now, I kind of noticed that it's like, what if I wanted to get you those?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me talk to them first, and we'll give it a week. And after a week,
boom, just like that.
I mean, you handling it the best way possible, though. Yeah, so, and that's.
Because I don't want anybody stepping on his toes. I don't want him to feel like they doing all this for my girl. So,
So basically, what you're saying is, analyze the friendship.
Yes.
Talk about the friendship.
Right.
Yeah.
And then somewhere you should come to an understanding.
Well, at least try to understand it from the other person's perspective. I think most arguments and most disagreements happen because a person refuses to understand the other person's perspective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I just don't give a fuck how you think.
Yeah.
And I just know how I feel.
I've been that person before. I can admit that.
Right. And it's like you just don't give a fuck about what that person is going through or what that person is seeing.
Yeah.
And you just have your own motive. And it's like, no, fuck that. Fuck what you think. Fuck what's going on.
That's my friend. Right. You don't know nothing.
Right. And so,
you don't know what we've been through.
So it's like you don't have a
collection. My thing is,
he was there for me when I didn't have nowhere to eat.
He gonna still be there. And, it's like, oh. And when you say shit like that.
You gotta stop that. Like, men and women, don't
do that. Let me tell you, that's like saying we not gonna be together forever.
Yeah.
Right.
And that right there creates an uncertainty within itself.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, most definitely don't say that.
Please don't say that. But I will tell you this, like if any of my female friends, like you can be comfortable. I ain't fucking them right now. I'm fucking you. So well, you ain't gotta really worry about
it. All that just went out the gap.
Damn, Dave.
All I'm saying
that is, left turn signal stay on. He always making left turns.
Man, love cutting motherfuckers off. He don't even put a signal on, man.
Just all I'm saying is,
if make I'm a left turn in the right lane like a monk.
Any of my female friends because I'm not fucking them right now at the moment. I'm with you now. So maybe I had, maybe there was something in the past. Yeah, maybe we had fucked in the past and just left it at that.
Okay, that's a good thing. That's a good point. Now, slide back over. If it is a friend that you have been with in the past, years ago, and this person is still having that type of insecurity about them, what do you do about that friendship then?
You either get with the team or shit.
No, we don't want you in this conversation.
Dang.
No, I'm saying, look.
No.
If that's the situation, it's just like, nah.
It's not.
No. We not going to fucking, you and me currently.
Whatever Day is saying, Slim does not agree with that.
Nobody
okay?
Of course, Slim, you never agree with me. But all I'm saying is, if we together now in the moment, don't worry about the chicks that I hit in the past. If you ask me and you want me to be honest, I'm going to be like, yeah, but it's not that right now. Could it be that after us? Maybe, but that ain't none of your business.
Okay, okay.
All right. No,
look,
no.
Don't ask questions
that you don't want the answer to.
That you're not prepared for the answer. Like you.
But do you have to be that fucking honest? You're with
if
me.
You ask
you
that
just,
question.
Do you want me to lie to you? Do you want me but to no, be like, I'm, nah, it ain't nothing
you
like
just
that.
Said,
okay, time out. You ask him. Have you ever been with her sexually?
Okay.
And my nigga says yes.
Mm-hmm.
What did you want him to say?
What was the second part of your answer?
He said,
will
not
it be like that
after
you?
Us? Maybe.
That's fucked
okay,
up.
That's
okay.
What we're saying.
That's Day, though. We know
that's
that.
What I'm saying. Day. Don't say no
how
shit like
that. How many niggas you know gonna say shit like Day say anyway?
Depending on the woman they're dealing with, they may. But somebody like me, they won't.
Okay.
Look, shut my ass up. You right.
Okay.
Damn well. Don't nobody think like that. Damn
since mystery. We on the topic of sex, right?
Sex.
What?
On the topic of sex, and then Slim is super open to busting it open now.
Yeah, spread nigga you know? Slim. #SES. We in this thing. What's up with the Slim? What you got for us today? She picked up the phone going through her notes.
Because
no, I.
The nigga said SES, bro.
Okay.
Like CIS. CIS, exactly. CIS.
That shit was funny. Okay, look.
I see it. SES.
You in a relationship. Sexual relationship, and your man wants his gooch licked.
The taint?
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, we gonna explain.
I'm going off of what the listeners want us to discuss.
Okay, so
they want us to discuss.
What type of filthy ass shit is that?
This ain't me. Why are you looking at me, Slim? I didn't bring this up. What I'm saying,
your man wants his gooch licked.
So for the people, for the listeners who don't know what the gooch is that little strip of skin,
the runway
between your asshole and your nuts. It's like a space. It's like a buffer area.
It's like a running start.
Yeah, it's like a danger zone. It's like the orange, like level orange terror alert before you start putting your tongue in the dude's
ass. It's like
ass.
The red zone, right?
Yeah, like the 20-yard line before you score. But see, the taint, it's like women that actually lick the taint. It's actually women that actually eat dudes' ass out there, but we're not going to get into that. But
please.
The gooch is that area between the nuts and the asshole. And what was the question, KB?
He was asking, will we, if our man wanted it licked, will we lick it?
No.
Wow. I'm sorry, boo. I don't know. Okay. I'm a pretty freaky motherfucker. I'm not going to say no.
Yeah, let's go here.
I'm not going to say no. But it's going to take a while. I probably have to be married.
Okay.
Like right now.
I'm with you. I'm with you all there. Okay.
Right now, take no.
A lot of weddings and Hennessy. Yeah.
My honeymoon, because I'm that kind of person. You know, I'm already thinking about nasty shit I can do on my honeymoon. I already bought some drawers I'm saving for my honeymoon that I've had for like 3 years now.
Yeah, can you give me detail? What color are
they? They're white. They're white. For, like, I don't know how pure I'm gonna be that night, but I'm just
white
saying.
White has nothing that doesn't always.
I hate that white is supposed to be like this good and then black man's bad. But carry on.
But if just I was cocaine married, white, I probably, the motherfucker. Exactly. I probably would lick his gooch.
Oh.
Married. I'm with her on the Mary part. Like, it's certain things I gotta say for my husband. He has to.
If he wants it. Okay. If he don't want it, I ain't bringing that shit up.
Yeah. I mean, it's not gonna be something like, baby, let's discuss this. This is what I'm gonna do to you tonight. No. That's not.
And I would probably watch a few videos to make sure I'm doing it right. Like, if there's a certain technique, like if he needs to be leaning
day
on
is
the...
In the day is over sitting on this couch, turning red in the motherfuckers.
So I was on there the other day, right?
Sitting between these two ladies, man.
And I stumbled up on this video with this Caucasian lady. She was actually the whole, and you know, the part that y'all talking about, she was fucking it up.
Yeah, go ahead.
She was fucking it up. Like,
Nakita, you
like,
better.
I'm like, oh my goodness.
This nigga Pornhub Rolodex,
but
man.
But no, I would really watch it to make sure, like, is there any position that I so need to do it? Because I don't want my man to cock his legs up.
He would have to be on his knees.
That's
the
uncomfortable. See, that's
no, wait.
No, hold on.
Let us finish.
He would have to be for me.
He would have to be on his knees because him cocking his leg up, he can't get to, like, the beginning.
Okay. All right. This is no.
I'm
not judging. I'm listening. I'm not judging.
I mean, we all grown here. I'm
yeah,
just
we
saying.
Are all
I'm
grown.
Just saying. I'm just saying. Yeah, no, damn, we y'all just saw this show. Okay. Instead of him cocking his legs back, he may, you know, be on the edge of the couch or something while I'm on my knees and. You know, while I'm sucking his dick or licking his balls, I may bloop.
Go back a little bit further. Like a little lap dog. Like,
yeah. Hashtag bloop. Bloop.
Bloop.
You just. Somebody go hit. Go sit there and they eye message.
Up, if it's one
you
want to
bloop me right quick?
If it's one of those times he walks in the house, you want to just.
Bloop.
Hey, come on, mount. He can stand up and you can do it that way, you know, from.
The blue.
Underneath the reverse, the underhanded, the underhand. Rick Barry, like the underhand free throw.
Oh, shit. Okay. So, Dave, have you ever had your runway lit, your gooch? Damn. No.
No. Fucking Rick Barry shit. Bruh.
I see Rick Barry, fool. The underhand throw, fool. Bro, you gotta understand Rick Barry and why we crying like this.
Bro, you gotta Google this shit, man. Google Rick Barry free throws, YouTube it, man, and y'all understand what I'm talking about.
And you gonna bust out fucking laughing, fool.
Oh, Jesus God. Christ. But, okay.
Nah, I have never had my goose leak.
Do you want it? You want your next girl to do it?
I prefer my nuts over anything. Like, that's probably the best shit to me. That's as far as I can go. Like, I have my limits. Y'all think I'm just this disgusting nigga, but I have my limits too. Like, I don't really like my asshole being touched or licked or played with or anything like that.
Okay.
But my nuts died. Like,
bro. You just said, oh, okay. Like, nigga, shut up. Like, nigga. Thank you.
I agree. I'm saying, I agree. Okay.
We know. The fuck?
Oh, okay. Shit.
Jay Gray.
Thanks for asking.
KP.
Yeah, KP.
Oh, hell no. I'm okay. Bitch, touch my ass. She getting punched in the face. GTA style. Grand Theft Auto punches.
But see, it would help if there was no hair down there. So that leads me to my question. Do guys shave?
Absolutely.
Wax?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You get and the butt, you get in between the crack too?
I've been doing that.
Wait, Slint, what?
It's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, cause see,
I don't know if they do it like we do, Slim.
Damn, lost it.
Nigga ain't getting no Brazilian Slim. Okay.
But you know, when we do that, we get all of it. I'm just saying.
Slim lost me. I've been doing it since eighth grade. I had to put up with her. Like, I tried to have a conversation in school with, you know, folks. They was like, man, you a faggot. You out here shaving your nuts, nigga. You supposed to have a hurl. Like, bro.
Hurl.
Have you ever had sex in the street? You know what I'm saying? Like, when you, for a man, right, for us to have pubic hairs, after we have sex, no matter how much.
What hairs?
Pubic
hairs?
Pubic
hairs.
Pubic hairs.
Peebo.
Peebo, Bryce.
Shut the fuck up. Bro, listen.
Like I said, right. Peebo hairs.
Bro, shut up. Okay? I got this. All right.
Oh,
okay.
Shit,
no, but I'm saying, when we have sex, right, and we have those pubic hairs, and the smell lingers in the hairs no matter how much you wash and try to clean and shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's
and
some,
then you don't want hair down there. Why is she down there? Like, she don't want
women
hair
are way more
mouth.
Open.
I'm constantly stopping
to
pull hair
out
of
your mouth,
hacking and shit like a cat.
Like, no, this
women
shit
way
sexy.
Women way more open to giving you mouth secrets when you are good down there.
That's
you,
true.
Nicely
keep
trimmed
clean,
or just.
And
just gone.
Ready.
Whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying?
See, I trim because it helped me fuck better. It's like more aerodynamic. You know what I'm saying? It's like I, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It makes me feel smoother, like I'm gliding a little better when I'm in there.
I get what he's saying,
you know
though.
Saying? Like
it's
little,
not as much friction,
yeah,
like kind
of
thing.
Hair, it's sort of like a buffer. You know what I'm saying? It's like a cushion, like a pillow between you and your girl. Like when y'all have sex, it's like a pillow between you and her. You can't really get all up in there. So you gotta shave to her. You gotta trim that. Get it down smooth, you know what I'm saying? So you have some extra dick to put up in.
And guys, it does make your dick look bigger. If that's
I was just about
you.
To say that. Like, if
yes.
you into photographing your penis, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got that much. It's a better illusion for us, you know what I'm saying? Little Dick Coalition.
Well,
just
coalition.
Corporation.
I mean, shit, if I got to text my information, I'll send me my card in the mail.
Yeah, because you with the hair, you probably
like
missing
board
about a good
or
inch or something like that. Cut
no,
that shit out.
Sounds like a union.
Oh, okay.
I will say this, though.
Got it.
I ain't putting my mouth on no coochie, no Puma, no snack cabinet.
Nanny pocket.
No purse.
Nanny pocket.
Nothing.
Nanny pocket.
That got some hair on it. I don't give
not
a.
Not even if she got that little what
I
is
don't,
that thing?
Landing strip.
The landing
if it's
strip.
A, if it's any hair on her, I will pretend like I don't know what I'm doing.
So you're not okay with hair just on the top? What's it, the mom's
mind.
Pubis?
Yeah.
What's that called?
Her, that shit, no hair.
Not even a peach
do,
fuzz, like the hair growing
no,
back?
I can't do, look, I can't do no hair.
Well, depending,
if
depending
we're having
look.
Sex, I have no problem with paying for a wax, whatever. I take care of it. I'm not finna, no. I have purposely sloughed out.
Do you know what waxing? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about waxing, right? So let's say you get a girl and she just started to wax. Your hair actually has to be like an inch.
I know
right?
it gotta
an
be a
inch
certain length
or a little bit right. longer.
Until you
so
get,
with it
I'm
growing
not,
back,
I'm not eating it. I swear to God.
Wow, she gonna be fucked up.
I swear to God, I'm not eating.
So she might as well get laser hair removal for you.
My look, we can
and
pay.
It's gonna be more expensive.
We
like twerking up. A tub of Nair or some shit.
Bro, just, every day.
We can pay for that.
No,
bro,
no, that's going to hurt her. Oh, no.
It's just something about her, man. Like, I just.
We get it because you're bald. We know.
It ain't got nothing to do with that. Jay Gray, you laughing like you not bald
yeah,
too,
no,
my brother.
Like, damn hard,
like you not over there like me, yo.
We get it. Hey, fuck y'all. I agree with him. So it makes sense.
And
so shit, that's what was making me
I,
laugh.
And this is where I differ because I don't mind a little hair. I don't mind a little peach fuzz.
Because you Mexican. They we
texture.
Know, man.
No, you ain't never ate no kiwi.
Kiwi's
no,
not my
favorite.
Eat
no,
outside,
you don't
boy,
eat the
don't
outside, you fucking savage. That nigga bit into it like an apple and shit.
This nigga eating kiwi like it's an apple.
Like it's an apple.
I do. I did.
Oh my God.
You a savage, man. You. That's why. You a savage.
Okay, well, I'm saying, I don't mind with her now. We have to discuss the length of her now. Once I pull it down and I see a fucking 1970s blaxploitation film, Pam Grier type shit, you know what I'm saying? The big afro, the motherfucker come out, hit me in my face with a damn fro of her. And I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. We gotta discuss this. Because, like, I'm going to have to go get some clippers and, like, we're going to sit down. And it's gonna be intimate.
So
we don't want a 70s bush.
Okay.
One of them kind of bushes.
Okay.
Naps.
We gotta explain this, right? It's much easier for men to come across good pussy than it is for women to come across good dick, right? And I'm gonna tell you
I don't see this is true by the reactions of our co-host.
No, I'm saying it's much easier for men to come across good pussy than it is for women.
I don't think that they're agreeing with you. No,
it's okay. We'll get to it.
No, but go ahead. Look, snap, just go ahead.
It's plenty of women out here who've never experienced orgasms and probably been fucking since they 16.
Like, but that's not their fault, though.
Orgasms, not the clitoral.
Some people may not get off with penetration.
I'm telling you that it's some niggas out here that ain't satisfying the women. Like, they don't know what to do.
Yeah, like, and women talk about it.
And I feel like if that's the case, then that woman needs to show him what to do, because this is the thing.
But they don't
the
be knowing
it
either.
It may what worked for his last woman may not work for you. He may be doing shit the trick that he did with her.
And that's true. And that's true. But what I'm telling you is, it's much easier for us to get off with a woman than it is for women. That's basically.
I can say
it makes sense considering how.
But it is some pussy out here that is terrible. For instance.
What makes it terrible?
For instance.
Fly trap.
Oh my, bruh.
No grip.
This one chick, I was trying to get her to send me the news before I smashed. And she was like, no, I don't send news. Right. And I was like, okay. All right.
How'd she text you? Did the font change? Did the font get smaller?
All lowercase.
All lowercase.
This is what she told me. You will see me when we do it. So I was like, okay. Get in the room. The first thing she did before she get naked was cut the lights off.
Yeah, hit the lights
off. Oh, my God.
I was like, now look.
She had a monstrous clitoris, didn't she?
She was petite, right? She was petite. Now, it was a little light coming in from the window. Right, little light. So she chewed me up. Probably the best head I have gotten probably the last 3-4 years.
I just want you to know that this is not going right.
No, probably best head I ain't got like the last 3-4 years. So it's so good, you know, when you get head so good, you got to return the favor. Mm. I'm like, look, I'm finna eat the shit out of this bitch. I done pushed her up, and she stood right there in front of the light, and I seen her pussy hanging.
Like, it was, I don't understand.
Beef curtain.
It was hanging. She, her pussy looked like.
It's okay. Take it slow.
Turn hard drive.
It sounds like he liked it.
No, he sounds terrified. Her pussy.
Have you ever seen?
I said external hard drive.
Her pussy looked like.
But me.
It looked like she had two jump drives together. It was so. It was long, and I was just like, "What the? What is this?"
You ever made a sandwich and like the meat come out the sandwich?
Yes.
Like on the side.
A gyro.
Yeah. Something like that.
Something she laid on her back.
Like an Arby's sandwich.
Like, yeah. I was just like, I'm looking and I can see it because the light hitting it. And I'm like, okay, God.
Yeah, it looked like an Arby's sandwich.
Okay, God.
Yeah, it's
but
gross.
God made her vagina.
I just went down there, and that's when I just started doing the cat, like, licking the milk. And he's like,
get the fuck out of here.
She was like, just stop. After, like, four
I've
licks.
I've seen things like that on.
I had to slow out. See, she probably told all her friends, like, girl, he don't know how to eat pussy. No.
It's porn stars like that, and I think that's how they come. I think that's how they.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And I skip all them videos.
But I don't want that. I was terrified.
She had a fly trap.
I didn't eat a girl out for 2 years after that. Like, I was so fucking horrified.
But was the sex bad too? I still
smashed because I was hard, you know.
I'm saying it grip or anything like that?
I just can't remember.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of wizard sleeves on. And if y'all know how, like, the wizard sleeves, just Google, like, the wizard with the thing and the sleeves. There's nothing wrong with that.
Basically, he want an uncircumcised vagina.
Exactly. No, I mean, bro, it looked like a turtleneck.
I'm not saying that's what I want.
There's nothing wrong with
it. It looked like a turtleneck, though.
I'm not saying that's what I want. I'm saying that I'm still going to hit. I'm still going to probably eat. Because
just bring a fork and a knife.
Let me explain something. Hold on, time out. See, that is what I like to call
a marine pussy eater.
A savage, a barbarian.
Marines are the first ones on the ground and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what he is. I'm not that. I'm more like a Navy SEAL.
I'm an Air Force.
No, I'm Army Reserve.
Right. National Guard.
ROTC is on
Call me with some shit really wrong.
Can you get that fixed?
That's your vagina. I think that is your vagina.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. That's natural.
No, I'm not
baby.
Saying. Because I think it's people natural, are born baby. That way, but it's Listen. Just, it looks a little.
Some ladies have their. They're labia minoras. Those are your small lips. They are larger than your majoras, yeah. So they protrude to the outside.
Okay,
that's and just that, how they are.
Cool, right? But look, if I really like a chick, and fuck y'all, cause y'all finna say some shit.
Of course.
But if I really like a chick, right, and mm-hmm. I'm really, really attracted to her, I'm gonna eat her pussy and I'm gonna eat her ass.
Okay, that's okay. Right. That's great. Yeah.
You get attached to one and not realize hey. That she has. She has.
Yay. Yay.
Listen, all I'm saying is if I'm not going to discriminate if you got them flaps on their pussy. Because look, I just open this shit up like a book and get to that button that's in there. You know what I'm saying? The little bean. That's all you got to get to. That's really the main thing
he
you got to get to.
Open
is that
the
bean.
Pussy like a book, though.
You just got to open up the flap, dog. You know what I'm saying? That's all you got to do. You just got to open it up, get to that bean, hit that joint, leave it a couple times, suck on it, boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? Put the finger in there.
Bloop.
Bam. You know what nah.
I'm saying? That ain't the bloop. Yeah.
Yeah, get a couple of them finger strokes while you licking the bean, while you got the flaps pulled back. Wham, wham. She gonna, you know what I'm saying? And there's going to be like.
She said wham, wham.
Dog, that's what you got to do. She gonna bust. Dog, look, I got good customer service when it comes to please women. That's all I'm saying. And, like, look, I have not got a bad review yet. I mean, I got like 4 stars on Google. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my goodness.
Y'all want to read the review.
Niggas on Amazon.
Yeah, if y'all want to read
on
reviews,
Google Play.
You know I've been mostly good. But all I'm saying is, dog, I'm not going to discriminate. But if there's hair on the pussy, it has to be a certain amount. If there's more than my desired amount, we're going to trim that down because I want to eat your pussy, first of all.
Okay. Ladies, have y'all ever came across the peewee dick?
Yes. Wait, what's that?
When, you know, the dude who don't wipe himself out, he piss, he just
fuck.
Piss and put it back in his shit and the smell just cover. You
no,
know,
no.
Someone you back.
Wait a minute. Repeat
you,
that.
Pee dick. Niggas who don't wipe after they piss.
Wipe what?
Suppose
wipe their head. Yeah. You take that one square of tissue and you dab your head
yeah.
to make sure
yeah.
the pee
yeah.
off.
Yeah.
I have.
And I'm saying you come across the smell. Do you continue?
No, you get your ass up.
Okay,
you smell like piss, my nigga. I'm not finna put my piss, like Clyde would say, I'm not finna.
How do niggas respond to that?
If he my okay. nigga, he gonna get his ass up and go wash his dick.
No, I'm saying, do niggas not feel embarrassed?
Because they didn't wash their dick.
It's not about being embarrassed. It's about us getting to do what we want to do. What? So go wash this shit. And then if
any
you need some help, I'll show you
right,
how to
I would think any motherfucker. Would want to wash their ass anyway, but whatever.
No, we're talking about him using the restroom and not tapping the rest of the piss off. The
I mean,
this
I understand that, but if you're told to do so in order to do get what you want,
you're gonna do it.
I would assume you just go get your ass.
No,
shot.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying like dudes don't feel embarrassed, like they don't.
They shouldn't. Maybe they weren't raised.
But you
to
have those kind of dudes who want middle of the day head. Who have probably pissed maybe 3-4 times. They come home on their lunch break. They
yeah.
want some head.
Yeah.
The bitch go down on her knees and you smell like piss. All you gotta do is take a whole bath. Wash your nuts.
I fuck with a chick that, man. I hoop one time, man. Bitch used to love chewing me up after I hoop.
With the sweaty balls and everything.
Dead
you got sweat crystals.
One,
on
I don't,
your,
like,
on
I don't
balls.
Like a chick to lick my balls.
Like
one
seasoning.
One chick, look, the first time I ever got my balls sucked on, that was the worst feeling ever. She
oh, yeah,
didn't know what she
yeah,
was doing.
You did mention that.
And she kind of ruined the whole thing for anybody else. Like, leave my balls be.
Okay, well, you have sweat crystals on your head.
But I'm just saying, yeah, it was probably like 18.
Like garlic salt.
I was
shit.
I was like 18, 19. Like, I used to hoop almost every day around that age. You know what I'm saying? So, I come, you know what I'm saying, come through. You know, don't go home yet. I was like, what? The first time, you know, it took me by surprise. She really liked to chew me up after I hoop.
She might like the saltiness.
Yeah, she likes salt. Saying. She likes the salt. She likes the sea salt.
Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She likes
sauce.
Not saying that I want a woman like that at the age I'm at now. It just was something that happened.
But you should be careful about that. You shouldn't put those kind of bacterias in your mouth, ladies.
Clean that thing.
You should want a clean penis in your fucking
if you
mouth.
Want him when he came home from playing, you should be at the door with a soapy towel. just to help him out, to help
your. Or a spray ball or some shit. I don't know.
No, who wants to put a dirty penis in their mouth?
Somebody does, apparently.
Because if it was the other way around, and I've been working all day, or I've been you know out all day.
Let me hold on. Sucking salty titties. It's like, I don't know. It's amazing to me.
Horrible, man.
No, it ain't, bro. I like it. It adds flavor.
Dog, that shit terrible, man. Dog, my blood pressure is high.
I don't need to be sucking titties.
No extra salt on the titties. And the dirt. This shit tastes like you really like licking salt at your hands, fool. It was that nasty, fool. I don't like this shit.
It's like sucking somebody's neck and like they got a salty Morton's ass titties. Neck. Ugh. Jesus. Nah. But everybody has their preferences. That's what we're getting to. Everybody has their preference.
I like sucking salty titties. Now, I gotta ask this.
Salty titties.
Threesomes.
I'm all for it.
Whoa.
Dennis spit that
one. Yeah, enlighten us, Tank. Man, let us know what you want.
Do you have to pick or does he get to pick?
We both pick.
Yeah, see, that's teamwork right there.
Y'all just about right there. Give a printout, niggas just circle who they want.
No, real like talk. Real we both.
Yeah. Like an evidence table.
Because I want to make sure that she's cute for me. Okay. I want to make sure that she's cute for him.
Okay.
And yeah, because if he just go pick a female, I may feel some kind of way about
it. Okay. What if he dick her down better in the threesome?
He won't.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. I'm that confident. He won't.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. That's the teamwork, and that's what I be looking for when my woman is like, look, if we're going to do a threesome, let's interview the new hire before we go into this. We have to go out on a team date.
Take mm-hmm. the lineups.
You know, we got to have like,
lay them out on the evidence table.
You know what I'm saying? You can't just bring just no random bitch in there because she going to throw off the chemistry between me and my girl. Like, we got to have that energy. You know what I'm saying? And if you just bring any random chick in there, it's going to throw it off. Like, she might not know what she doing, or she might suck my dick a little too hard or something, you know? And I'm like, damn, bitch. Yeah. And I got to constantly coach her doing the thing. Now, all I'm saying is this. If you're going to do a threesome, make sure you both like the candidate. Mm-hmm. Don't just go picking up any random person. Sometimes it may be her best friend that y'all might end up doing. But I don't want to get into that because, you know what I'm saying?
I've tried that.
Oh.
Wow.
It was going to be for my graduation from college. And I even asked my friend about it. And she was a little iffy at first. But when they got down to it, she got sick all of a sudden. Wow. And she slept all night.
Wow.
So it was like we kind of dodged a bullet because now she's going to get married.
Mm. Damn.
So.
Slim.
Jesus. No.
So no. He even asked for it.
No.
What happened if he even asked for it?
Does she have to touch me?
Yes.
Yeah.
You better get.
So you wouldn't let a girl. You wouldn't let a girl eat you out.
No.
Okay.
No.
Man.
I guess we see that now. Slim has had offers in her Facebook inbox before.
I'm not asking Jay none of this shit.
Thank you.
His girl crazy, and I don't need to be the victim of anything. No. So we're gonna leave Jay Gray out this.
I don't need any sums at all. No Jay, sums.
How would you ask for a threesome?
I'm like, look, do you want to do this? Like, that's I'm pretty much gonna ask her, do you want to have a threesome? That's gonna be it. And if she be like, no, I don't know. If then that let me know the curiosity is there, and I gotta kind of like coerce her into doing it. You know what I'm saying? I gotta persuade her. Cause I know, like, all women have these women that they're like. I look at it like this: women have their one chick who they'll go gay for, and I somewhat believe that for like 90% of women.
Yeah, Slim in 10%. We know Slim.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's like some women
5% of them.
It's like, nah, they find women attractive as fuck, just like we do. So it's like,
no, because I find women attractive, but I don't want one licking me, and I won't lick one.
Okay, you don't want you to don't know this,
get the blue.
That's why I said. But I'm saying, it's like there are a lot of women who, if there is enough liquor involved and loud music, they will absolutely dog. Because I've seen
R. Kelly enough.
Because I have seen women like their best friends. They get drunk at parties. They twerking on each other. They grabbing asses, grabbing titties. they smelling each other like, damn, girl, you smell good. You know what I'm saying? Like, girl, you wearing a hair like that dress, like shit like that. And I'm like, and I'm just sitting back looking at them like, damn, man, this shit finna pop off. You know what I'm saying? I just sit back and just look at it. Cause I just be knowing, I be like, damn, man, they probably, and then, you know what I'm saying? They be close and, you know what I'm saying? Like looking at each other real close, like they finna kiss and shit. I'm like, damn, it finna happen.
And you walking there like, damn, girl, this all these vegetables, y'all want to throw some meat in there?
Hold on. Okay. For me, personally, I got to be probably like the only dude in the world who doesn't want a threesome. Like, girl on girl really don't do nothing for me. But I will say this. If that's what she wants, I go through for it because I don't want to be the nigga, you know what I'm saying, who I got to practice what I preach. I can't come to the bedroom with all the nose, you know what I'm saying? So
can't
I'm
be approved.
Huh?
Can't be approved.
No, you
yeah, I can't be approved. Mine's okay. I gonna do it for her if that's sure. what she want. I don't want it. I'm dead serious. I really don't want it, but I will do it for her. Somebody gonna get the short end of the stick because, you know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry. That was ironic. I'm sorry.
Somebody that gonna was get just the short end of the stick. Cause fucking two women intended, at once.
I think I got it too.
Fucking two women at once just seemed like a tough task. You know what I'm saying? So,
would you just wash them? Or you're not into girl on girl?
I couldn't. I could, like, when I watch girl on girl, it's probably like to learn how women eat pussy more so differently than men. It's not to be aroused. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm watching, I'm probably looking for some techniques. Like, I'm finna make sure this bitch don't take my bitch because she done outdid me and this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But I say this though, ain't enough love in the world for me to let a chick handcuff me. Or tie me up, or any of that.
Yeah, see,
so much can go wrong.
How?
What if she?
Look, you may lose the key.
She, yeah, handcuffed.
She made her bed earlier than
we.
She slip and bump her damn head and fall out.
Or she open.
They are leather.
Or she open the door and let some niggas in.
They're leather and it's not
to rob the whole house.
It's not a key. It's like a you put your watch on, like your little holes, you slide the little thing in. So it's not a. It's not like.
But what if she a police officer?
What are you talking about? We're talking about the bedroom.
That's what I'm saying. You see a police officer, she got the real handcuffs.
New things. Not saying I don't want you to handcuff me because I'm scared you're going to let somebody else up in here. Fuck that. If I want to be a fucking beast in the bedroom, you better shut the fuck up and let me tie you up and let me get what I need to get. Wow. You're going to enjoy it. Why must we...
Let's slim. Wow.
Grr, nigga, grr.
You gonna let me tie you up and be the beast that I am, okay?
There's sometimes where a woman just really wanna fuck the shit out of you. Not none of that extra stuff.
Bruh.
And me, if grr. I can't tie you up, they can use a scarf. They can use anything. It doesn't have to be cuffs.
Just don't double knot that motherfucker.
I wouldn't double knot it because, you know, some men, when you get use on your top teeth and start riding, they actually cannot not touch you. They want to figure out how to get their hands out of.
Yeah, I would rather leave it a little loose.
A little loose.
So that when it gets that intense, you just, like, slip out.
No, really, really, in that situation when you on top and we can't do nothing, now we really fucked up when we be like, hold up, and you keep going, we can't, yeah.
You're speeding in, that's it.
It's over.
There's a baby on the way.
Yeah.
That's it. And I'm cool with that. I don't have no problem with this shit. I don't give
so give a baby batter.
Oh, and then, if I want to skeet on your face, that's because I care about you. That's because I love you, baby. Yeah, that means that's me being affectionate during sex.
Because, like, really, I think
you would think with all these makeup artists, it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, we talking about makeup? We talking about semen? Is that what we talking about? Like,
tomato, tomato.
Are we comparing
tomato,
that?
Tomato,
exactly.
Tomato, tomato.
Makeup with semen.
Tomato, tomorrow.
No. It's basically makeup and semen. Off. That's two different words. No.
Tomato, tomorrow.
Okay.
They both rub in.
All right.
Actually, doesn't brush the makeup in the semen?
You can brush
it in too.
I'm not walking around
get
with
you a little brush.
Face all day.
No, you get an intimate
can
brush.
Can it be used like an egg protein face wash?
It can
like
be.
It off a little
yeah,
bit.
See, there you go. See, now y'all being clever.
See, now we're getting somewhere. Now, I may have to open up a business where I just skeet in like some little jars or something and just sell it to women like
it's called
protein.
And just call it egg wash.
Yeah, call it egg wash like an egg protein.
Girl, I just bought this new egg wash made by Just Call Me Day.
And it got my skin glowing, girl.
It's got sparkles in it and shit.
Glitter in it and everything.
I be walking around the office and they call me Sunshine.
I don't know how I got pregnant though.
I just put it on my face.
That's
17 babies.
Extra strong ass okay. Semen.
Biggest turn off in the bedroom.
Teeth.
Being bit?
No. You don't know how to perform oral.
So a nigga just going down there doing cat lick.
We are all grown. Yeah. You are a big grown ass man. Shouldn't nothing be kitty or catty or anything about you?
Yeah, you got going there and suck that click. That's what. Nigga be a man.
You gotta prove a point. You down there to prove a point.
Go down there with hit it with the knickknack. That's what I like to call
it. But another turn off is when he's quiet. Like, a lot of some guys don't like to moan or
because they're too macho.
Make any noises or anything.
That shit is annoying. Don't do that. You gotta let her know. Needs to be in her.
You just gotta listen closely. You gonna hear a God damn in a minute.
He's a hurt nigga. That's it. Nigga ain't saying nothing.
He's gonna hear a nigga gonna curse in a minute. Shit.
Yeah, that's a turn off for me.
That's probably the most. Anyway, I'm not forbidding him off. Of.
No, I don't want you doing that either. But let me know.
I'll be louder than her, bro.
One of my niggas was making animal sounds. He fucking the shit out of me. Talking about some ooh ooh.
No, I was listening to Lip Service, Angela Yee's podcast, and yeah. One of the girls on there said her friend had sex with DMX, and when he climaxed, he started barking like a dog.
I can believe it.
I can really believe it.
That's fucked up.
And then the Scooby-Doo bark at the end.
This nigga said the Scooby-Doo bark.
I would do that just to see if it would fuck up the mood.
No, it's over with.
I would do the barking just to see if it's for the move. Hitting in front of the bed. Hur, hur, hur.
No.
What the fuck is that? Mm-mm. No. Hey, some dude said, if you come too fast, just go and pick up her phone and text her friend yourself. Hey, I'm just gonna let all y'all know right now.
I want shit.
That shit didn't last no time. You know what I'm saying? But look, I've been going through a little something. You know what I'm saying? Work been stressing me out.
Man, I gotta talk to my doctor about this. Man.
So was it a quickie or was that supposed to be like a real round?
It's supposed to be like a real round. That's what he was saying. If you come too fast, you gonna pick up her phone and text her friends yourself. Don't get that shit out the way.
But dog, I know like some of my turnoffs, I think, is like too much fucking talking, and like I don't like my women to be talking a lot, bitch. You supposed to be enjoying the dick. You can't be just talking too much. If you know what I'm saying, like if I'm really hitting it right, you're not gonna be talking and telling me all this shit. Your ass is gonna be moaning, ass in the back of your head, like oh Lord, hard, all this shit.
Hold on. Sound like a grandma Jamaican or something. Oh, bomba clutch. Lord.
Keep going. I got something to add to that.
I'm saying I don't like my woman talking the whole lot. If the pussy is too dry, like if it has a really strong
Jamaican
smell to
grandma.
It, that turns me off. The strong smell, oh, or like if it's too dry.
That is a good point. The smell.
The smell, and then the dry part. How is it dry?
There's some women who can't necessarily get wet. Like,
I'm
saying if I have to constantly spit and, like, constantly, like, put moisture on my dick to get in there to feel something, like, dog, there might be something that you have to do. And there are some women who can't get wet like that.
Bruh, I fucked a chick that was dry.
It was powder milk
time
dry?
Time out. Look. One. Look. God, started damn, off wet swim? As a motherfucker and bitches dried up. So I was like, it's me. Like, I was super insecure. Like, it's me, right? So then one day we fuck. I'm talking, motherfucker, wet as hell. You can hear it. Wet. And next thing you know, the motherfucker dry up. And motherfucker, I'm talking about, it's so dry, bro, that it's damn near almost removing skin from my penis. Oh my, like, that is the most horrible feeling ever.
That's a health issue.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's thing.
Sex was like, sex with this particular chick was just like, It wasn't.
Yeah, sound like domestic violence.
With the skin like coming Indian off. Burn,
shit.
Right?
You don't want no Indian exactly. Like right. A rug burn.
Go see your gynecologist if you got that problem. Let her tell you what's wrong with it.
Sit up, puss up.
Baby, it's a mind game. Stop thinking about all that extra ass shit and just enjoy yourself. The fact, like, enjoy yourself.
And then I always, I'm not gonna say it.
Okay, well then slam don't say it. But I think the last turn off is like if you don't know how to ride properly. Like if I'm guiding you, if you just like don't know what the fuck you're doing on top, just lay on your back, please. And just shut the fuck up.
No, don't ever be a robot.
Oh, no. When you said something about talking, I had a friend who fucked this one girl, and he was telling me that while he was fucking her, like, she was just having this full-blown conversation with him. I was like, oh, my God, this is so good. You got muscles. You must work out. It's like, how many push-ups you do a day?
I'm finna go to the gym now, bitch. Bye.
And he was just like, bro, I couldn't my draws on. He's like, Lee, I couldn't because like she kept trying to talk to me. And she's like, oh my God, it's so good for me. Is it good for you? Like,
when you do the shh.
Man, I would just put my dick in that whole throat.
Shut up.
That's how you shut a bitch up.
Just take this dick and shut up.
In the throat.
I'm good for covering the bitch mouth up. But see, some women might think that's rape.
If you're from the back or from however you're doing it, get your hand and put it around her throat and just squeeze a little bit.
A lot of niggas in jail for that one, Slim. No. Just want to say that.
They done it wrong.
Talking too much.
Some dudes don't know they strength. Or they don't know when to stop because y'all done come up with goddamn safe words. You didn't tell me.
They shut the fuck up, man.
What'd he say?
I'm going to choke shit out of I'm gonna give you the choking stroke. You gonna damn it.
I don't think it's a choking stroke.
I like
stroke.
The choke.
If you just your hand there and squeeze. We're not saying put all your strength in the.
I'm saying it's some guys who heavy handed is motherfucker who might not know their strength, and that's why they in jail now. Or they probably was mad or something. I don't fucking know, but they end up killing motherfuckers.
Yeah. What? No, that's the best kind of for when you fucking when you mad.
I would say death, nigga.
Look. They is into grudge fucking. He probably like stick dick in the ear, skull fucking all that.
Fuck what you heard.
Literally.
I'm just saying, I like to rough my woman up a little bit. Like, if she got her, like, if her kind of done or whatever, I want to mess this shit up. I want to pull on, grab it, like, have her looking like she just got the hell fucked out of her walking to the bathroom or just laying down. Like,
that's. You know what?
I want evidence.
I love, after getting ahead, I love looking at the woman and admiring her head,
Yeah.
I always get there. Because if she the type of chick who like, don't touch my head while I'm doing this, like, get the fuck up off
I used
me.
To be
How
that
can
girl.
You enjoy it if every time you touch your head, you're doing this?
Yeah, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Like, what are you ashamed of? I'm trying to give you that head, You know, I'm trying, never mind. But yeah, some stuff your throat.
Please don't, like, if that's I pay for your hair to get done, I'm purposely gonna mess this shit up. Don't be getting upset with me now. I understand women's hairstyles and hair shit. That shit costs a lot of fucking money. And, of course, I'm not the type of nigga to just be trying to compensate for that.
It's some guys who like the skeeting chicks head.
Yeah, I do that too.
On top of their hair and shit.
I'm all for that.
Well, let's hope you got something in which you can go and wash it out.
And see, that's why I kind of like women with short hair because, like, they sort of, you can skeet in their hair and, like, it ain't really too much of a problem for them.
I don't get why women think it's disrespectful for you to skeet on their face. I just don't.
Miss my face. My face may be available when I get married. It probably
is. It's a good face.
That's it. Like, we can't do that right now.
Okay, I think we have been nasty enough this week.
Thank you.
We are over.
Sanitize the mics.
Yeah, we over time. Live. Goddamn. We didn't announce it.
We got to announce it. Now what? We going to announce it at the beginning of next week.
Let's do next week.
Okay, we'll announce this shit next week. Next week. And you get a whole month in advance for your funky ass. All right, this Real Thinker podcast, we gone. Why do I keep ending the show with
I don't know, but
that shit fact.
I don't know if you think you Prince or fucking.
Okay, is it Real Thinker podcast?
Joke, Johnny Gill looking ass.
Man, go ahead, let me pull out the bass guitar in this motherfucker.
All right, Real Thinker podcast, we out.